listening to the New Beginnings Chiropractic and Life Coaching Podcast with Dr. John Baker, where we are dedicated to serving corrective care chiropractors, their staff, and mankind with multiple layers of excellent service, knowledge, and love as we continually inspire some of the happiest, most prosperous people in healthcare on our planet.
Hello, hello, hello. Hopefully you had an incredible podcast 2 weeks ago, followed by an amazing first-class adventure in your New Beginnings training on Saturday. And now you're ready. You're ready to polish up your presentation, yourself, even more. Your delivery is so much better when you're delivering it from a first-class vessel. Are your nails groomed? Are your hands clean? Are your clothes sharp and fitted? Do you look like someone who you would hand $5, $6, $7, $10, $20,000 to? Because if the answer's sort of, the answer's no. If the answer's absolutely, ask yourself, is there one more thing you could do? One more thing you could do? And you know, sometimes that one more thing, it's listening more. Blessed is the person who, having nothing to say, abstains from giving wordy evidence of a fact. Think about it. You know, if you've been working on the idea of first class for the last 2 weeks, I hope you never look at another human being as anything less than you, or yourself as anything more or less than someone else. You just happen to be somebody who works diligently on being first class. Some people say, really, there are only two classes, first class and no class. When I say no class, what I mean is the people who aren't working to be first class. There really are only two classes, first class and no class. The people who talk about, man, I'm there, man, I can't wait to get there, they don't realize, like love, like life, it's an ongoing thing until death. There is no perfection outside of our Creator. We can work for perfection in our clinics, in our marriages, in our relationships with our friends, in our families, and with our relationship with that person we look at in the mirror. And if you're going to look at that person, see him as first class and moving up. And if you do happen to see him or her as no class, change that today. How do you change that? Simply a smile will change that. Simply a clean grooming will change that. A hairdo instead of a hair don't will change that. How we carry our body, shoulders back, head held high, warm smile on our face will change that. You know, it's interesting, as we go through hiring and growing and hiring and growing and releasing, that people get confused about this, but it's almost as difficult to keep a first class person in a fourth class job as it is to keep a fourth class person in a first class job. Doctors, supervisors in the offices, consider this. If your team isn't performing up to your expectations, maybe you could do a better job of leading them. The majority of all the doctors are coached at New Beginnings. The majority of all the CAs now are being coached through Miranda. What a godsend. I'm so thankful, because I've heard nothing but compliments. And yet there'll be that office or two that says, well, I don't know if I want to spend the money. Folks, you got to spend money to make money. And if you think having one really good associate or doctor in the office and one really good CA in the office where everybody else is mediocre, think again. What could you do to improve their position, which, by the way, improves yours? Not all of us are great leaders and managers. I find the greatest leaders and managers are always working on being better, and the others are still doing what they used to do 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago in their leadership. Now, we are so blessed because we have pretty much isolated New Beginnings doctors and offices to the best of the best of the best. And sometimes people say, why don't you take on more new offices? We really enjoy working with the best of the best of the best, and the best of the best is you. See? You are first-class people climbing up, not fourth-class people staying down. You cannot hire people that aren't capable of doing the job and expect them to help you serve more people, work less hours, make more money, have more fun. It doesn't work. If we don't have the right people in the right position, first and foremost, let's dip into the idea of what else could we do. Could we have somebody else help us train our CAs for the three or four doctors who are not being coached? Could it help them? Would you get the return on your investment? Would you say, hey, if I spend, $1,000, will I get a $10,000 return? Or are you stuck on what things cost you? Be really excited about what you get for what you pay, more than being worried about what you pay. People don't realize that times have changed since 1985, 1995, 2005, 2015. Times have changed. Everything's more expensive. Doctors graduated in 1985, 20, 30,000, 40,000 in student loans. Now they graduate 200, 300, 400,000 in student loans. And the problem is they're not turning out better doctors. They're not turning out better doctors. We go through on average 41.6. So just say 40 calls. Hi, Dr. Baker. This is Dr. So-and-so. I was given your number and I am applying to work for so-and-so. We go through over 40 of those calls for every one hire. Folks, you are the best of the best of the best, and you can do a lot better. We can do a lot better. We've got to get excited about it. And a lot of it has to do with those who say and see things in a first-class mindset. Loneliness expresses the pain of being alone. Solitude expresses the glory of being alone. Are you lonely or are you in solitude when you take time out? Or do you even take time out to rest? Got a great challenge for you. Go 24 hours without looking at your social media, without reading any news, whether sports, politics, or religion. Use your phone for calls that are positive and moving forward only for 24 hours and see, maybe, just maybe, if you're spending way too much time on stuff that just doesn't matter, which keeps you away from the things that matter the most. When we're in the practice and the patients. When we're home, our significant other and children, if they're there, and family. This is a world that is trying really hard to water us down, water us down. Are you lonely when you're alone? Are you happy that you're in solitude? Remember, the same boiling water that softens a potato hardens the egg. Therefore, it's not the circumstances, but you that makes things terrible or great. You that decides if it's awesome or it's creating anxiety. You, there's no greater glory than love, nor any greater punishment than jealousy. Are you in love with the world you live in? Are you attempting to make the difference that you wish for the world to be? Or are you stuck in your stuff, jealous of what other people do wrong or have that you don't? Blessed are those who see beautiful things in humble places where other people see nothing. Be where you're at. Look around. It's a beautiful world. Continue to make it an even better place where people suffer less and even live longer because of your efforts, and they do it in numbers, big numbers, big numbers, big numbers. Folks, if there are only two classes, first class and no class, let's be even better first class people today. Today. Let's see how much better we can be today. Let's be classier today for them and for us. Baker out, but Baker all in for you.
Thank you for listening to the New Beginnings podcast. To learn more about New Beginnings and our three levels of coaching, head to our website at chiropracticlifecoaching.com. While you're there, be sure to grab our free PDF titled Directional Communication, where we'll give you simple, step-by-step instructions that you can implement this week in your office to improve your doctor-patient communication so your patients will get the message and gladly pay for care. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Get ready to serve more people, work less hours, make more money, and have more fun.